got this old guitar. The strings are rusty, but it's all I need.
It's the Gang of Rhythm, Walk Off the Earth, on Quincy's Best Variety, Mix 97, 747. I'm Relana Kane. Sean Kelly is off for the day. And wow, what a gorgeous sunshiny day. We had a full weather check, sunshine, hot, humid, and just beautiful, beautiful weather. Joining me on the phone lines, heading to Lake Superior, is best-selling author, nutritionist, and very popular regular on City Line, Marilyn Dennis Show, and other TV shows as well. It's nutritionist Julie Daniluk. Good morning, Julie.
Hello, sweetheart. Thank you for having me. I adore you, and this is just so much fun to connect. Oh. I'm standing outside. The birds are chirping. Mm-hmm. My RV has just been a heavenly sleep, so I feel very fortunate.
Now, to bring everyone up to speed, Julie Daniluk has lived in Toronto for 31 years, decided to move everything into storage, and her husband, Alan, who've been together 17 years, married for 13, hopefully you'll still be married by the end of this 100 days in an RV.
Hilarious.
Living in a small space, right? But you're traveling on the road for 100 days. Your first stop, you're heading to Lake Superior.
Yes, we're so excited. The reason why is because, of course, with all this going on, we can't travel internationally. We've been wanting to do a profound shift in our life. And you know, the whole tiny house is very, very popular. And this is a tiny house. This is 300 square feet that we're living in. And we just love it. So far, so great. You know, very much... committed to waking up at 6 and listening to the birds sing and doing yoga out on our big mat. Mm-hmm. And it's just been really fun so far. And I think Toronto having such a hard COVID isolation, mm-hmm. I found getting out and getting into nature, it's something we can still do. It's very empowering. Mm. So if anyone has any opportunity to go camping, this is the year to do it, because obviously there's no other real serious entertainment. You know, we're missing out on the music festivals and all that. So. Yeah. Nature is our true entertainment at this time. Well, so it feels right.
Well, I can't wait. I hope that there's a third book in the workings. Julie's written Slimming Meals That Heal and Hot Detox, both of which I own. And I think I've cooked about just every single recipe. My favorite recipe is the carrot cashew bake. I just cannot get enough of it. It tastes like stuffing.
Oh, I love that. I love to hear that. Well, yes, there's another book in the works. It's going to be a beautiful book on letting go of sugar, mm-hmm. called Becoming Sugar Free.
Wow.
And it's my journey to going completely free of sweeteners. And mm-hmm. I can't wait to share a whole bunch of keto, low-carb recipes with everyone. And we'll be cooking them on the road. I have got a shopping list for you of the way to travel, because I know you love that.
Oh, I love it. And if you follow her on Instagram, Julie Daniluk, because she's already started to post, you know, different places that they're heading to, as well as recipes. And you're still going to continue on with that. Now, we'll still see you on TV, but you'll just be doing things remotely and trying to connect to internet wherever you can.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that Marilyn and I have been doing virtual appointments since she obviously had to stop the live show. So it's so cool that we have this window to sort of be a roving reporter and report from the road. Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
It's amazing. Yeah. So 100 days in an RV, you're headed to Lake Superior. You are going to be traveling all across Ontario, as well as making a trip when you can safely into Quebec, north into the Mount Tremblant area.
Oh, yeah. So excited about that.
And, you know, what's going to be wonderful to follow you on your journey is to really see Ontario in the grassroots form. I know you're really a huge fan of farmers markets and locally grown produce. So that will be really nice to see.
Yes, it's so delicious. That's my big thing, is we're now in July where everything becomes available. You know, we're able to get access to the incredible kale is coming up, and the snap peas are available, and you know, the strawberries are flowing left, right, and center. And that's what we want to focus on, because it's inexpensive, it's so healthy, it's so nourishing, so anti-inflammatory. So that's what we'll be living on is all those wonderful things. And then I go to a health food store at every location. Like, we've just done a big shop in Waterdown, Ontario, to pick up some flax-based crackers, mm-hmm. some nut and seed butter, some coconut wraps, you know, some wonderful hemp hearts, and things canned that'll be organic hard. Black beans. Yeah,
things that'll be hard to find, right? You know, mm-hmm. things that'll be hard to find because I know you and I share a love, and I lived in Toronto for almost 20 years, and I was a frequent shopper at the Big Carrot on the Danforth as well. Mm. I mean, that and Tiano's and Pickering, you know, those places. And we're lucky here. You'll have to try to make a stop through Belleville because we've got a lovely store across the Bay Bridge in Rossmore called The Green Root, and they're gluten, vegan, organic produce from locally grown farmers as well. So I'll make sure you, when you pop through here, maybe we'll have your RV out in our parking lot.
Oh my goodness. And we'll do a socially distanced virtual hug.
I love it. Well, good luck to you and Alan on the road.
Thank you.
We will be checking in with you, I hope, from time to time, because 100 days is a long time. I want to see how things go over the next several weeks. So thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck on your drive. Good luck on your drive to Lake Superior.
Amazing. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thanks so much. You too, Julie. Yeah. You can follow Julie Daniluk on Instagram. Follow her and her husband on